This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on August 31st on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the best deal and good customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together Monday night. The time is right for trivia. Yeah, and I've got a question for you. All right, you got our straggler at the end of the last hour of last week's show, so that means a brand new question. Here we go. Until 1985, virtually every American household did this. Today, less than 5% of households do it. Do what? So until 1985, everyone was doing it. Today, less than 5% of households. What is it? All right, so that's my question. Now we've got 11 bumper stumpers, which you may or may not know. You haven't heard any yet. So if you don't want to take a gander at my question, have your own category. And everybody knows something about something. Yeah, there is absolutely no exceptions there. All right, so with that in mind, I always say you can have your own category. And boy, Marty in Whiting has picked one appropriate for the times. He wants Dolly Parton trivia. So Marty in Whiting, how are you?
Pretty good. Rally yourself?
All right. So a Dolly trivia, huh? All right, here we go.
Yeah, she's still on my mind.
Good. Good. Well, as you know, it's been in virtually every account. She came from a family of 12 siblings. She was one of 12. Who was the oldest, and what are they doing? Yellow.
I have no clue. you threw me a hard one there.
Well, yeah, yes and no. Actually, as you know, some of her sisters are singing and you know, very visible like Stella and others. But the oldest mm-hmm. was Willa Dean. And Willa Dean, who is 85 today, has written books. She wrote a Parton family memoir, Smoky Mountain Memories, and she also had a cookbook in 1997. So she's somewhat of a writer. Now, 6 boys, 6 girls, sadly 4 of the boys are dead. Of the other 2, neither of the boys, Coy or Robert, pursued a public life. But the girls all did. And it was Willa Dean who was a writer.
Stella's still alive, isn't she?
Absolutely, and still performing. And
wow.
you betcha. And there are others who are still performing as well, Cassie and Frida. Cassie mostly worked at Dollywood and things like that, but Frida probably a little more visible. And then Rachel, because Rachel was the one who was on TV. She was in the ABC sitcom 9 to 5.
Did not know that.
Yeah, so all
and
the
I just heard this
Go ahead.
I just heard this morning. It was planned anyways before she started canceling her shows. Next year in London and Nashville, they're having like a Dolly Parton festival for her.
That's great. Absolutely great. Yeah. Yeah, she deserves...
She's not only loved in America, right. She was loved throughout the world, but yeah, she's still on my mind, so I thought, you know what? Dolly Parton trivia question.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, we'll talk to you later. Thanks. Appreciate it, Marty.
No problem. Bye.
All right. And not at all surprised at the outpouring of love for Dolly Parton, because literally, I've yet to find anyone who has a crossword to say. I poured her for a while, but you know that story. And boy, she certainly showed her stuff when she bailed him out of his bankruptcy. Oh, man. So, yeah, she's more of a woman than I'd be. 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. We'll get to Billy Bob. We've got Walter and Wheaton. He's got a trivia guest for me. So we're going to stop down and find out what he thinks right now, because we have thrown a question out there. Until 1985, virtually every American household did this. Today, less than 5% of households do it. So, Walter and Wheaton, what do you think?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking maybe watch movies on VHS.
Oh, I love that. That's a great answer. And actually, virtually every American household never did this because, as you probably know, California never adopted VHS very widely. They were certainly a beta state.
Oh, really? I was living in Long Island at the time.
Yeah, no, California was the only one where beta tapes were much more popular than VHS. But that's a good guess. I appreciate it, and thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Barry is in New Hampshire. We're moving away from Beatles and moving right to charts. How are you, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh. How about if people went on Sunday drives?
Sunday drives. I like that, too. That's not right either.
Okay.
So we're going to do charts.
Yes, we are.
Okay. I've decided we'll do the Cashbox charts this week rather than the Billboard charts. We'll take this week, I assume you want the week of what would be probably September 2nd or so. Actually September 3rd. You ready?
Yeah, I am.
Number one, Sunshine Superman.
Donovan.
Number two, Yellow Submarine.
Beatles.
Number three, You Can't Hurry Love.
Supremes.
Number four, See You in September.
The Happenings.
Yeah. Number five, Sunny.
Bobby Hub.
Yeah. Number six, Summer in the City.
Love and Spoonful.
Number seven, Wouldn't It Be Nice.
Beach Boys.
Yes. Number eight, Summertime.
Summertime.
Yeah. He was on Chess, and he had a lot of wonderful hits, and I don't know what I can tell you about male vocal.
I'm not sure.
All right. His biggest hit, arguably, was I Do Love You. Doesn't help, huh?
Nope.
All right.
No.
It should. It's the best-sounding thing on the list. That'd be Billy Stewart.
Yeah.
Number nine, Bus Stop.
The Hollies.
Yes, and number 10, Guantanamera. On A&M.
One Ton Tomato?
Yeah, like One Ton Tomato. Exactly. Yes. Yeah, that's it. Who were they? They were on A&M.
A&M. I don't know.
They're the Sandpipers. But hey, you know, you're entitled to three wrong. You only got two wrong. So as usual, you are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thanks, Raleigh.
All right. Prizes are worthless. Takes forever to get them. So you're doing it for the fun of it. And I am grateful. I always say I defer to first-time callers, and I'm going to do that right now. We've got John. He's in Iowa. So, John, what part of Iowa?
Grinnell.
Oh, okay. Good. Excellent. So we're going to do this week in 1977, or do you want another week?
No, June 27th.
June 27th, 1977. Why is that important
Correct.
To you? What was going on then?
Summertime.
Yeah, well, it was summertime, but what were you doing?
Going into junior high.
Oh, perfect, perfect. That you were a captive audience for radio then. All right, let me...
Yes, very much so.
I'm going to take the Billboard charts for this. Wait a minute. All right. We'll take the billboard charts. They're here somewhere. Well, maybe they're not. Oh, well, guess we'll do the cash box charts after all, the 70s. All right, now I just got to find the right week. This is every chart Cashbox put out, and I can't believe it, the dates aren't on them. Oh, God, that's awful.
What's the difference between Cashbox and Billboard?
Different publications.
Okay.
Cashbox, arguably, was a much better chart for soul records. Billboard always was somewhat, I won't say racist, but they tended to, you know, fall down compared to Cashbox. Cashbox was owned by one guy, and he held it closely. And Billboard was an outgrowth. It started out as the Billboard in the 1800s. It was a publication for carnivals and things like that. You'd look at the old ads, and it would be looking for a fat lady or, you know, that kind of a thing. And okay. In about the 1920s or so, as music started in for real, what they wound up doing was spinning off that publication, calling it Amusement Business, and taking the Billboard and making it the Music Bible. All right, so that's yeah, that's the difference. But I can't believe I have every Cashbox chart here, and I never noticed this till now. In the 70s, they didn't write the weeks. All right, well, that's all right. I can fix that. We'll just go to Billboard chart. So hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, how dare they? All right, so we'll pick it up right there with John in Iowa with some Billboard charts from 1977. I never noticed that about Cashbox. And there'll be room for you too. Billy Bob and Paul is going to be taking some guesses. So it's Monday Night Trivia. Tennis will be taken on WGN Radio. Stumper, who are they? Yeah, mid-60s. I'd give you a label, but that may be too much of a giveaway. All right, so I actually found the dates on the Cashbox charts, and I also found the Billboard charts, and they're pretty darn close, actually. But so we will go with Cashbox, since I got the dates here. And Cashbox been around since, it was around 1942 to the mid-90s, and it started for coin-op, jukebox operators. All right, so are you ready? Why, wait a minute. What happened here? Oh, wait a minute. He can't say anything because it's not working. All right, now it will. Now we're back to John. Are you there?
I am here.
Okay, good. Yeah, so here we go with Cashbox. Like I say, pretty close to the Billboard charts. But number one, theme from Rocky.
Oh.
Gonna Fly Now.
Bill Conti.
There you go. Number two, Undercover Angel.
Alan O'Day.
Yeah, number three, Lonely Boy.
Andrew Gold.
Number four, Got to Give It Up.
I have no idea.
Oh, man, Marvin Gaye. That was a great record. Number five.
Okay.
Feels Like the First Time.
Oh, no.
Oh, you can do this. It was on Atlantic. No clue?
No,
okay.
I'll pass.
Okay, Foreigner. That's all right. You're entitled to three wrong, and you're not there yet.
Okay, what was the name of the song again?
Feels Like the First Time, Foreigner.
Oh, I should have known that. Okay.
I know. That's why I was, are you sure? Because I figured if you didn't know Marvin Gaye, chances are good you would have known Foreigner, you know?
Foreigner, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number six, Jet Airliner.
Steve Miller Band.
Yes, number 7, Angel in Your Arms. This morning, going to be the devil in someone else's arms tonight.
Oh, I'm going to lose. I don't know.
It was Hot. Wait. It was a three girls, a group called Hot. Angel in Your Arms. All right.
Never heard of that. And
it was number 7 on Cashbox. Let's see where it was on Billboard that week. So we'll have a comparison.
So the next 3, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so it was number 9. By the way, it was number 9 on Billboard. Okay, so now let's move on to number 8. Dreams.
Oh, Fleetwood Mac.
Yes, number 9. It's a remake. Dadu Ron Ron.
Oh, Sean Cassidy.
Yes, absolutely right. And number 10, Heard It in a Love Song.
Oh.
I know you know it.
I can hear it.
Yeah. I can play a little maybe. Maybe that will spur you on to memory or something.
Well, let's give it a shot. I'm going to lose, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking for it here.
Heard in Love Song.
Yeah, that, exactly right.
That, I know this song.
Yeah, you do know this song. And you know this group. I know you know this group. And here's what they sounded like on vinyl. So what do you think? It's on Capricorn.
Oh, okay. The record label's not going to help. But Nitty Gritty Third Band.
Marshall Tucker Band.
Oh, thank you so much.
Call me next week and we'll try it again.
I will try again.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate
it. Bye-bye.
All right. So close but no cigar. Yeah, when it's on Capricorn, about the only thing you can say on something like that is it's probably going to be a Southern group. There's probably a Macon connection there somewhere. All right, so we're going to do some 5x5 with Billy Bob and Bourbonnais, but I wanted to fall to some guesses first. Paul in Woodstock, what do you think?
Because of how much it's dropped, I'm thinking maybe use a landline at their home.
I like that answer. It's not right, but I really like it.
Oh, darn.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. All right, so now, landlines, no. People don't know. Even people who think they have landlines now, before it gets to the central office, it went to VoIP. All right, Mike in Winfield. Well, welcome back. What do you think?
Hi, Raleigh. How about play board games?
I like that, too. No. And by the way, they're still very popular in Utah. All right, thanks for trying.
How about watch free television?
No, I like that, too. Any other guesses?
Play records.
No.
That's it.
Okay, thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Have a great night.
You too. Yeah, board games are huge. Monday night, family night is family fun night. It's Monday night. Board games are huge in Utah. All right, so let's see what Kimberly and Dalton thinks. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right, how are you doing?
Oh, well, we couldn't hit a bad month, but we're going along. Three Things with the Car, the sun pump, all kinds of stuff. We overcome.
Yeah, it's all fixable, and the month will be over in minutes.
My grandmother always called August Dog Month, and my mother has kind of that belief, too, and I guess it was true this year.
Yeah, you know, years ago I had a producer, Ron Flatter, who started a campaign, Stamp Out August. He saw no good in it. There were no holidays. There were all sorts of reasons he had, but he wanted to get rid of August. So you just never know.
Yes. Anyway, actually, my mom's upstairs, I'm down, but she asked me, these are really her guesses, so...
Okay. All right, Jean, let's hear them. Go for it.
Going to church.
Nope.
Shopping at shopping malls.
Nope.
And video games like Coleco, Atari, that kind of thing.
Nope. But thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
It's what we got right now.
That's good. All right, thanks.
She says hello to you. Take care.
Me too. Yeah, and of course you get half a dozen guesses, and you can call as often as you want because, again, the prizes are worthless. All right, so we'll find out what's going on in the world at large, then we'll get right back to it with your guesses coming up on WGN Radio. Fools will be fools. They never obey the rules. No. Raleigh James. Okay, so who are they? 1959 on Argo. There's your second bumper stumper. And our question that we are canoodling right about now. Until 1985, virtually every American household did this. Today, it's less than 5% of households that do it. Do what? All right, 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. I see we've got no guessers on that right now. We're going to do specialized knowledge, don't you know, like Shane, who is driving me to Milwaukee, no doubt, who wants MASH. So, Shane, welcome back to WGN Radio.
How you doing, Raleigh?
All right, how about yourself?
Not too bad.
Good. Weather okay?
It's warm and humid. Not as bad as out there, but I hate humidity.
Oh, I don't blame you. I absolutely don't. People who make fun of it haven't experienced it. And, of course, as bad as it is there, it could be a lot worse. You could be in Mobile or Tampa or Houston.
Oh, this is true. That's where you sweat and you can't cool off.
Right, right. When I got off at the airport, Moisson in New Orleans, I always thought it was like liquid oxygen. I thought I was literally breathing liquid. So I can.
Yeah, we went down to Orlando one time, and it was exactly like that. It was just horrible.
Yeah, I know. What were they thinking? Why put Disney World there? Anyway, I realized for 7 months it's actually
I had a question for you.
What you got?
Jim from Richmond, have we heard from him?
We have not. We have not heard from Jim because we're practicing tough love here due to an outpouring of emails I got from people who were saying, hey, you know, we've been talking to Jim for a few years now, and he's just not making any progress. So what we said to Jim was, look, we want you to be independent. Anytime you have made a gain toward independence, call us and let us know what it is. We haven't heard a thing.
Okay.
Because, you know, a lot of suggestions and a lot of people really poured their heart into finding things that might work. And the feeling is just that for whatever reason, Jim is incapable of assimilating them. So what more can we do? And I hope that he will take it upon himself to realize that, no, he can't depend on others. And, saying I can't is not going to be an answer. He has to figure out how he can.
Right. Yeah, makes sense.
So I hope we do hear from him because it'll mean that he's turned a corner and is doing something on his own. Can't wait to hear what it is.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we are going to do a MASH question. Now, interestingly, I guess the writers change on a show all the time and all that, and maybe they don't go back and look at other scripts. But the bottom line is that Hawkeye has claimed he came from two different states. Early in the series, it was one, and then it was another. What were the two states?
I know one was Crabapple Cove, Maine.
Right, that was the first one. And then in the later episodes?
It's not ringing a bell.
Vermont.
Okay.
Yeah. So, as I say, I get the main one, yeah, we all kind of know that was it. But then later in the later episodes, suddenly it turned into Vermont. So I don't know what happened to New Hampshire between the two, but I guess it was gone. All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And let's see, Mike in Elwood. Now, you want 1966 charts, except we did that at the... Are you still there, Mike? Wait, I think we talked to Mike, actually, and we did 1966 charts. That's why, because we've already talked to him. Well, that would make sense. Mike in Illinois, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think? Mike?
Who, me?
Who, that? Yes, you.
Oh, sorry. Back to... I want to say it's mail a letter.
Oh, I love that. That's not right.
Oh.
But it's a lovely guess. And if you think of something else, call me back.
Will do. Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Oh, man, we're going to get some lyrics from 1964. That'll always be fun. That's Fran. But Billy Bob and Bourbonnais has been hanging on for a while, and he called early. So Billy Bob and Bourbonnais, how are you tonight?
Fine and dandy. Oh, by the way, this is a 112th time caller.
Oh, good.
I'm going to take a guess at your first bumper stopper. That was Sue Lyons. Or what was the gal that did Paper Tiger? What was her name? Sue something or other?
Oh, well, no, it wasn't.
Well, what was her name? I'm trying to think of.
Yeah, I'm trying. It wasn't Lions. I'm trying to think of that too.
I'm wrong. So then I want to take a guess at your trivia question.
By the way, I think Paper Tiger was Sue Thompson, who did James Hold the Ladder Steady and Norman and all of those.
Not even close.
Okay.
And then for your trivia question,
yes,
I'm going to say that this is it's so easy. I kind of feel ashamed to give you the answer. That people, instead of taking baths, they quit doing that and they're taking showers now.
Oh, that's interesting. I like that. It's not right, but that's...
Oh, doggone it, I thought I had it.
Okay, so you want 5 by 5?
Yeah, and then 2 requests if I can get them in.
All right, well, let me find that piece of paper first. I should have gotten that earlier so we can make sure that I actually write them down, and this time I'll also
You usually get them in for me. I appreciate it.
Let's see. That wouldn't be right. All right, so I'm still checking. One moment. All right, so this should work. All right, here we go. So, I've got Matchbox by Carl Perkins, which I ran out of time the other night, but we're going to play it tomorrow night. So what else you got?
Well, you got my other one in, though. I heard that one.
Okay, good.
And then I was going to do, I can't remember the artist that did in the 60s, My Pledge of Love. Who was that?
Oh, Joe Jeffrey's group.
Yeah, I want you to play that one for me, you would.
Sure.
And then that one I heard earlier, when the guy on Sharks, the one I heard it in the love song, what was that group?
Marshall Tucker Band.
Marshall Tucker Band, right. Okay. If you felt like playing that one, too.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm ready for my 5 by 5.
You sure are. All right, so let's see what we got here. I'm writing down your, making sure that I write down your name. I better do this again. Billy Bob, so we'll know. Okay. All right, now I'm ready. What restaurant says... We have the meats. Now, of course, Wendy says, where's the beef? So who says we have the meats?
Oh, I know that one. That's Arby's.
Absolutely right. Who created Jeopardy?
Merv Griffin.
Absolutely. In Sanford and Son, Fred calls his son a big what?
Dummy.
Yep. All right. Where would you catch alpha-gal syndrome, where you no longer can eat red meat?
Pass.
Okay. By the way, tick bites. We'll give you that.
No, I never knew that. I heard that one.
Yeah. What drink gives you wings?
Red Bull?
Absolutely. And now it has to be spelled. Now it has to be spelled W-I-I-N-G-S because of a lawsuit. But that's 4 out of 5. You've won. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you.
Very good. So Billy Bob usually does ace it again. Prizes are worthless. Takes forever to get anything. So the certificate's fun when you get it. What else you get? You probably don't want like a 45 or a cassette or a CD or something. You're right. A DVD. All right. Brett is a first-time caller, and he is in Tennessee. So, Brett, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Okay, so you're near Chattanooga, I see.
Yeah, okay. About 25 minutes away.
Okay.
From Chattanooga. Okay. So, yeah, I'd like to answer the question about what 80s families used to do that they don't do anymore.
Okay, what do you think?
I think it's eat dinner together.
I like that. It's not right, but that's a nice guess.
Okay, that's what my wife thought it was.
Well,
that's
good.
Listening to your show.
Well, I hope you will call me again.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right,
thanks
good deal. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. All right, now we have Mike in Elmwood Park who wants 1968 charts. So are you there, Mike?
How you doing, Raleigh?
All right, how about yourself?
Good, good.
All right, so we're going to do 1968. This week in 1968?
That's right.
All right, here we are, I'm looking. Still checking, one moment. All right, here I am. These are the Cashbox charts. Number 1, People Got to Be Free.
Rascals.
Number 2, Born to Be Wild.
Steppenwolf.
Number 3, Light My Fire.
Doors.
Number 4, Turn Around, Look at Me. A cover, obviously.
Vogues.
Yes. Number 5, Hello, I Love You.
Doors.
Number six, Sunshine of Your Love.
Sunshine of Your Love, Cream.
Number seven, Classical Gas.
Mason Williams.
Number eight, Sealed with a Kiss, another remake.
Brian Hyland.
That was originally in earlier, but no, this is the remake from 1968.
Sealed with a Kiss. Gary Lewis in a Playboy.
Absolutely right. Number nine, Soul Limbo.
Soul Limbo.
Think Memphis.
That one you... What's that?
Think Memphis.
Memphis. That wouldn't be Booker T and EMGs.
Yes, it is.
Now, wow.
I knew I could give you a clue that would work. Number 10, Dream a Little Dream of Me.
Mama Cass.
Very good.
Mama and the Papas.
Yes, you actually is a solo there. Mama Cass, you have done it. You have aced the top 10. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So that's really nice. Very good. All right. So we'll get to Fran and her 1964 lyrics. We have room for you, too, as well. Plenty of it. We've got another bumper stumper coming up. I expect guesses. And until 1985, virtually every American household did this. Today, it's less than 5% of households did what? All right. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Raleigh, come on, how many records can you name on Karen? All right, so we're going to do some lyrics, I do believe, with Fran and Austin. But before we do, deferring to first-time callers, Jerry is one of those, and he is in Chicago. So, Jerry, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I love your show.
Well, thank you for calling.
My guess for the trivia is Spring Cleaning.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I hope it's not less than 5% of households today. Oh, man. No, that's a good guess, though. I like it.
Okay.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, until 1985, virtually every American household did this. Today, it's less than 5% of households. Spring cleaning. God, I hope that's not right. All right, so it's not the answer I'm looking for anyway. 888-876-5593. Now, with that in mind, we go directly to Fran and Austin. How's it going, Fran?
Oh, pretty good. I have a guess, first of all.
Okay, what you got?
Reading newspapers.
That's so close. Now, be the family. Virtually every American household did this. Today, less than 5% of households do it. Do what? Come on, you've got it. You can do this.
Read.
Oh, God.
Read.
Go the other way. Come on, you can do it.
Watch the news?
No.
Oh, shoot.
God, you are so close.
Reading magazines?
No.
Subscribing to newspapers?
There you go. That's true. In 1984, 112% of households subscribed to a daily newspaper. Obviously, some of them more than one. That's how they got that number. Today, it's less than 5% of households that subscribe to a daily newspaper.
Oh, wow. I got it. Yay.
You did. You are a winner. Yeah, we don't even need to do your lyrics. We'll save them.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Very good.
We'll do the lyrics next time.
Yes, we will. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. So absolutely, that was it. Less than 5% of households today subscribe to a daily newspaper. And that used to be 112%, meaning where there were towns with a morning and an afternoon, people were subscribing to both. All right. So, and that's the way it always used to be. Yeah. 30 years ago. Not too long ago, actually, it's 32 years ago, 31 and a half, Fortune magazine reported it in November of 1994. 41% of survey respondents 30 years ago said they would consider physical assault if faced with this. 7% admitted they've done that. What is driving people to violence 30 years ago? 41% said they would consider violence a physical assault if they were faced with this, and 7% said, yep, they actually had done that. So what's driving people to violence? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. So we have Matthew in Chicago. Matthew, welcome to WGN Radio.
Raleigh, good evening. How are you?
How are you?
I'm very good. It's actually my birthday tonight.
Hey, happy birthday. It's impolite to ask, but how old are we now?
We are 34.
Oh, then it's not impolite at all. That's a number to be proud of. That's lovely.
I understand.
The day's coming to an end. How did you spend it?
So I had breakfast with my father. Uh-huh. We went to a little diner that we like called Mr. Allison's over in Mount Prospect for some ham and an omelet.
Okay.
And so I met my mother in Wheeling for Bob Chin's for our annual little King Crab dinner.
Good.
And now I'm back in the garage doing some work on, a couple things, and I'm listening to you, and it reminds me of spending the evenings with my grandma having cake, and I just wanted to give you a call and say it brings back good memories, and I appreciate you for keeping this going.
That's so nice of you. I really appreciate that, and I'm delighted to be spending the waning moments of your birthday with you. That was a great way to spend it. May you have many,
Absolutely.
Many more just as delightful.
Absolutely. My father and I went out yesterday on Sunday, and we trimmed up the grave sites with the weed whacker and the brush and everything. Everyone got a little late summer haircut, and today. My grandma was an August 28th birthday, so we always shared that connection with each other, kind of having the same birthday party on one day. But we did a little dinner tonight, and the fam was there. So everyone, have a great night, and I appreciate you, Raleigh. I'm just listening to you, and it brought back good memories.
Well, thank you so much for calling. I hope you will again.
Thanks again, Raleigh.
Hey, thanks.
Take care.
All right, and happy birthday. How nice. 34. Wow, his whole life is ahead of him. That's great. I know I usually say it, but I'm looking down and my pants are older than he is. Well, they still fit. All right, John is in Covington. John, let's see here. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I'm going to pick a category. I haven't heard old-time radio mention. The program I would like is called Vic and Sade.
Oh, I don't get to pick the program. See, I had picked a question. It said old-time radio, so I picked a question, but let's see. Let's see if we can find what you want.
You don't have to make it Vic and Sade. You can make it another one if you want.
No, we'll find out. I'm not even familiar with the show. So that's going to be fun for
me. It's hilarious.
There were 324 episodes. How did I miss this? Wow.
It starts in the late 30s, and it's got a long run.
Yeah.
Like you said, 324.
Wow. Yeah, I guess it started in 37. In fact,
I believe that's right, yes.
What was the first show about?
Oh, basically it's about how people spend their time without listening to the radio or the TV, reading, playing gin rummy with each other, darning socks, that kind of thing.
No, it's actually a specific event, and it's a parade. But a parade for what?
Oh. It's a... Daggone it. I don't know. I give.
It's a parade for Decoration Day.
Oh, the first... Oh, yes. Oh, you are so right. They used to... Yeah, I was a little kid when they called it Decoration Day,
right.
And then right around 1965, Decoration Day was out. It had to be Memorial Day.
Right, exactly.
Thank you, Raleigh, for everything you
appreciate
do.
It.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For calling.
Bye-bye.
All right, so yes, the Decoration Day Parade. All right, 888-876-5593. We got two more hours of Monday Night Trivia. We've got James, who wants World War II, Cindy, who wants Bewitched, and someone will take a guess on my question. 30 years ago, 41% of respondents said they'd considered physical assault if faced with this. Faced with what? 7% actually did it. Right after the news, we'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio. And I'm Raleigh James with the second hour of Monday Night Trivia, starting in minutes right here on WGN Radio. Philly all the way. So who are they? 888-876-5593 on the, let's see, campus label for that. 1962 on campus. Right. All right. The first thing they had out was actually on Cameo, but they didn't have much on that. But then they switched to campus. All right. So for a couple releases, and then they were gone, of course. 888-876-5593. I got a question, since it is Monday Night Trivia. But, of course, what you want will trump that. If you don't know my bumpers and you don't know this question, you can have your own category. Sky is the limit. We have a good time doing it. The prizes are worthless. They take forever to get to you. 30 years ago, 41% of survey respondents said they'd considered physical assault if they were faced with this. 7% said they'd actually done it. Done what? All right, so there's my question. And, yeah, getting physical. Otherwise, have your own category. We prove that every week. And so we welcome Cindy to the program, WGN Radio. Welcome back, Cindy.
Okay, I have a pretty good guess.
Okay.
I guess maybe it would be done now, maybe as much, but like punch some guy out for making a pass at your girlfriend or wife.
That is not it. What else you got?
Well, that's about it. But then, yeah, that's all. I'll try and think of something else. I never made my boyfriend jealous. He never had to do that. but anyhow, I did it all for him. I just, you know, got rid of the people. But then anyhow, and I wanted Bewitched trivia. And you know why? I told you before those shows were made, those like Bewitched and all those shows. They were made to make people forget about the Vietnam War.
Okay.
That's why they... And then I was watching PBS today a little bit, and they're broadcasting that advertising show on right now again.
Okay.
Maybe someone could call the reference librarian and find out when it's going to be on again. I might watch it again if I could. But then Miss Fisher was on in the afternoon. It was the first episode. It was that's really the best one, the first episode, where the whole Turkish bath blows up and there's like a alarm fire for like every fire truck in the whole Australia comes to put. But then anyhow, it's just the best Miss Fisher episode. But then anyhow, Bewitched trivia.
All right. Obviously, the show's animated opening and closing credits were really memorable. Who created them?
Who created the credits?
You know the credits. They were animated. The sequence where you see the opening and closing credits.
Oh, where she's like flying around on the that I don't know. That's a good question. Like maybe the guy who did the Flintstones.
Now, who would that be? By the way, it's not a guy. It'd be a company, but that's okay.
That I would.
Yeah, who did the Flintstones?
Rand McNally?
No, they were one of the biggest animation houses in Los Angeles. You can do this.
Oh, Disney.
No, that was the Imagineers. It wasn't Disney. What else?
Okay, what was it? Looney Tunes?
No. It's not a product, it's a company. Started by two guys, and you were right to think of the Flintstones, and you could also be thinking about Huckleberry Hound or Yogi Bear or Scooby Doo or the Smurfs, you name it.
Oh, that, you know, I was young when, you know, I guess I'm close, but I can't.
All right.
Let me think one more minute.
Okay.
Not Charles Schultz.
No. No, these are animators. And they met. They met in the 30s, the two guys who founded this company. They had been working on Tom and Jerry for MGM.
I guess Mike would probably know, but I don't bother him. He's going to sleep. I don't know.
Hanna-Barbera.
Oh, no. That's before my time, yeah. I'm interested in all that stuff because most of my family, like my aunts and uncles, were from that era. You know, my uncle Charles Krause was born in 1906.
Well, this is much later. Hanna-Barbera founded Hanna-Barbera Productions in 1957, July of 1957, and they had, been working, as I say, on MGM in the 30s. But they sort of had some office space at Kling Studios, and then they moved to Cahuenga Boulevard, which was a very famous location until 1998, and finally to Sherman Oaks, where the Galleria was. So yeah.
What did Elizabeth Monk? I forgot what she, colon cancer or something like that. Is that what she died of? That was, you know, she died. I used to watch her on Password, and she seemed real smart. Never acted dumb.
She was only 62, and it was 1995, and it was colon cancer. Yes.
Yeah, that was one of the saddest days of my life.
And sadly, it was one of those things where she had completely been ignoring all the symptoms. She thought it was the flu and this and that. And by the time she went to the doctor, it was too late. Oh. All right.
Well, the other thing is Chuck's anniversary is coming up of his passing. And, yeah. And, yeah, I was so busy today. I made homemade ragu and all kinds of stuff today. Washed the floor and made Cheerios, the peanut butter Cheerios squares. And, okay. Well. Now
all right.
We're going to have like 93 degrees weather.
Well, there you have it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it, Cindy. All right, so it is Monday Night Trivia. Of course, that requires your participation. I've got a question. It was 32 years ago that 41% of survey respondents said they had considered physical violence over this if they were faced with it. 7% said they'd actually done it. What was driving people to violence? Probably still is. 888-876-5593. We'll have another bumper stumper coming up in moments. Actually, a really nice one, too. And then we've got James on the South Side. I've got his World War II trivia question all picked out. That's right. If you don't know my questions and you don't recognize my bumper stumpers, well, then you just pick your own category. Sky is the limit. Everybody knows something about something. And we'll pick it up right there on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. James. Okay, this guy is from Chicago, and I know absolutely nothing about him. He had 5 singles on 4 different labels between the late 60s and the mid-70s. And this was one of them. This was 1970 on Buddha. But if you know anything about him, I want to know all about him. So, meantime, of course, all you got to do is identify him, and you're a winner. Prizes are worthless, but you're doing it for the fun of it, and eventually you get something. All right, so 888-876-5593. And yes, if you know who this is and know anything, let me know, because there's not that many artists who, you know, have put out records on legitimate labels, not things that they paid for themselves, and they have no information on whatsoever. And all I know, there was a blurb on Discos that said 60s, 70s soul artist from Chicago. All right, tell me more. Yeah, well, apparently there is no more. So who is he? I remember years ago I had interviewed the guy who at the time was running Buddha. This was, you know, after Neil Bogart, obviously, and all this. And you're talking about their history. And I mentioned this guy, and he said, who? Yeah, put it out in 1970. Yeah, and he had no idea who I was talking about. So, yeah, that's about it. But he was not only on Buddha, he was on, I think, Jamigo was his last effort. And that was Marv Stewart's label in Chicago, and Curtis Mayfield was a producer of that for a while. So that should have given us a clue, Jamigo, but it didn't. He was on 5-0 for a couple of releases, also Chicago. And the first thing, he was on Tambu, again, Chicago. But so, obviously, local boy, four different labels, five releases, thought enough of them to release a record. Who is he? All right. So if you have any idea, let me know. I can give you, of course, the name, but that's your job here. And then once we identify him, if you know anything about him, I want to know what it is. All right, James on the South Side, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you for taking my call.
Always.
Okay, I'm going to take a few shots at your trivia question.
Of course you are.
Okay, I'm going to say... over elections?
Nope. What else you got?
Okay. Over food?
Nope.
Okay. Over music?
Nope.
Over clothing?
Nope.
Let me
interrupt you here and tell you that you're thinking about this question all wrong. I'll repeat it again. I won't tell you what's wrong with it, and maybe you'll come up with it. 30 years ago, 41% of survey respondents said they'd considered physical violence assault if faced with this. 7% said they'd actually done it. What was driving people to violence?
Oh.
Yes, okay. you have to think about the question a little further, because now you know why you were going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, let's see. Over slander?
Nope.
Okay. Let's see. 7% of people actually have done this.
Yeah, they have. And 41% said they'd considered it.
Okay, I'd have to consider this a little further, but let's see. I'll make one last. Okay, I'd say over religious dispute.
Nope.
Okay, I'll have to call back on it if this isn't the last night for it.
Well, if somebody gets it, it is. Otherwise, it's next week's straggler.
Okay. World War II.
All right, here comes World War II. Now, as you know, that was one of those wars where every facet of it had to have a name for their operations and things like this. So what was the name given by the British to the period of time between the declaration of war and the outbreak of major military operations?
Okay. I'm going to say the... Quiet Before the Storm?
Nope.
The Pretend War?
That's closer than your first guess.
The Fake War?
That's really close.
The False War?
No, you can do this. I know you can. Think of synonyms.
Okay, fake, false, pretend, shadow, no, not shadow. Fake, okay. False, pretend.
It was an 8-month period of time at the start of World War II, from September of 1939 to May of 1940, where there were no major land battles on the Western Front. And so the British named it the Blank War.
Mm-hmm.
The blank wharf. Fill in the blank.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to let you think about it during the news, and I'll give you 5 or 6 minutes here, and then we'll see what you come up with. So we will continue with more questions and more of your answers on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. Occasionally, I'll have somebody complain, you don't even play anything from this century. Well, this is, actually. So, 2004 on the Real Side label. And yes, it's Northern Soul, to say the least. But who is she? 888-876-5593. Now, we've given James plenty of time to think about it here. And we have asked him about this period of time from the declaration of the war before the land battle started, what the British named it. And so, what do you think, James?
Let's see, the Silent War?
Nope.
I'm not quite getting.
Well, I said you needed a synonym for one of your guesses.
Okay, which was like false.
Yeah, let's go with synonyms. Same vein there.
Okay. False would be like fake.
Or they don't call it the fake war. They call it the.
I'm trying to think of another sentence. It's not when before, which is the French thing for it. When before war, it would be bogus war.
No.
When going to be
I think I'm going to need to put you out of your misery here in a minute here. By the way, it had global names. In Germany, it was known as the Sitting War. In France, it was known as the Strange War. And British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain called it the Twilight War. But, nope, the British in general came up with decided on a name that was used to this day when referring to the period of time between the declaration of war and the land battle starting.
And, I just can't quite get
the okay. The phony war.
Oh, I was in the right.
I told you. All I wanted was a synonym. Yes, yeah, the phony war.
Okay, if it's not real, I should have gone with. If it's not real, then I would have gone right to.
Well, you went to fake, you see, and I said, "Come on, you can give me a synonym for fake," and you didn't. But yeah, that's all right. You'll never forget it now.
Right.
All okay. Right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Okay. So.
It's a new story.
All right. Good deal. Yes, and we'll talk about it during the week. I appreciate that. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And Mark, oh, yes, we're prepared for Mark. John is prepared for Mark. He wrote me out this question last week, in fact, but Mark got something else right, and so I said we'd hold it over. So are you there, Mark?
Yeah, I'm here. And the word phony used to have some real significance. It meant sounding like a telephone, and when the word was first coined, telephones sounded really bad. I mean, they were so fake, it was easy. It was immediately apparent that you weren't hearing a real voice.
Uh-huh.
So that's where the word phony comes from.
I like that. I did not know there was a derivation.
Yeah, phony, like a phone.
I'll be darned. I like that. All right. So, now, according to, I had to look this up though. But apparently, there are other concepts here. An old British slang for gilded brass ring used by swindlers, and it comes from fawny, F-A-W-N-E-Y, fawny, from the from an Irish word that means finger ring. And this was the 18th century, so before telephone. Confidence tricksters played a confidence game called fawny, F-A-W-N-E-Y, rig. And so the evolution was to phony. But I like yours better. It's more and more fun.
Okay.
So, all right. So let's see what we've got here. You want Star Trek?
Yeah, we'll try it.
Well, in Star Trek lore, how old was Mr. Spock in the first season? You have to do a little math
here. Well, the only thing I remember is the episode in which everybody was getting older very fast, and the doctor said that he was perfectly healthy, and Spock said, "I must differ with you, you know, and I've got all these symptoms," and McCoy says, "I didn't say you weren't affected. You're perfectly healthy for a Vulcan on the high side of 100.
Okay, yeah, no. No,
and that's the only thing I remember.
Well, now think about this. The timeline of season one.
Yeah.
What year did it primarily take place?
Well, of course, in real time, it was 1966.
Yeah, I know. No, in Star Trek time.
Yeah, I don't quite remember that. I know. I'm pretty sure it was 23-something.
It was 2266.
Okay.
And then we also knew what year Spock was born on Vulcan.
Yeah, but I've forgotten, evidently.
All right. Well, he was born 2230. So if you subtract 2230, you can find out that he was 35 or 36 years old, slightly older than Captain James T. Kirk, who was around 33 at the time.
Oh, okay. But, well, then that doesn't make sense, because why, still in the first season, would he be on the high? Well, no, he was on the high side of 100 when he was aging. So So he was 36. Interesting.
35 or 36, depending on what time of year.
35 or 36.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Very interesting. The advantage of getting all these wrong is that I'm learning new things.
Excellent. Well, good. Good to talk to you. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Bye. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, that will take us to Gary from Austin. Gary, how's it going?
Hey, Raleigh, yeah, I was having some pretty fun times at 35 or 36, I think of it.
Yeah.
I have a quick guess on the question, and it's possibly cutting in front of somebody to take a parking space or cutting somebody off in traffic.
Oh, those are both good. Neither are right, but those are lovely.
I've seen people get so angry about those things that,
yeah.
You know.
Okay, yeah. So... Name three of the five boroughs in New York City.
Brooklyn, Queens, and Manhattan.
All right, very good. Finish this line. Toto, I don't think we're...
in Kansas anymore.
Absolutely. Who was Perry Mason's secretary?
Della Street. I almost said Della Reese.
Oh, God. it's been a very interesting show if that had been the case.
Yeah.
What hurricane destroyed Homestead, Florida in 2002?
Oh. Was that Andrew?
Yes, absolutely. You got it. All right. 4 out of 5, you're a winner.
All right.
Excellent.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Well, hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So, 888-876-5593-8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. We're going to do New York radio, don't you know? That means Andy from Los Angeles will be coming up on WGN Radio.
Uno, dos, uno, dos, tres, cuatro. You see that black boy over there running scared? His old man in the bottom. He done quit his 9 to 5. He drink full time. Now he's living in the bottom. See that black boy over there running scared? His old man got a problem, and it's a bad one. He ain't done pawned off damn near everything. His old woman went back for bottom. And don't you think it's a crime when time after time after time people in the bottom, there's people living in the bottom. Listen to me, see that sister, her shirt was fine, but she started drinking wine in the bottom. She told me the old man committed a crime, he's doing time, now she's hanging in the bottom. I seen her out there on the avenue all by herself, sure need help from the bottom. I seen her, but your man tried to help her, now she cussed him out and hit him in the head with the bottom. They turned to me, they asked me, kill now, don't you think it's a crime?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? And actually released twice later on Atlantic, not nearly as good, but this was the first time, and it was from a 1974 album that shall remain nameless until you guess who it is, and it was on Strata East. All right, so 888-876-5593, that'd be 8888-Raleigh, and here we go with Andy in Los Angeles. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, good evening.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Oh, man, but...
Okay.
It's fine. How about you?
Well, hey, I'm here. I'm walking erect and not drooling, so I guess that's something.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, right. here we are. We're going to talk about WMCA and the Good Guys, however, not okay. The music jocks, rather one of their newsmen, one of their newsmen who went on to great fame in television news. But in 1963, there he was at the top of the hour doing news for WMCA. Who was it?
Trying to think of news guys. When was that guy's name? The Bert Knapp was one, but I don't think it's him.
Nope. This became to some degree a household name. That's how big he got.
Oh, are you talking about Jim Harriet?
No.
You know that, right? You know who he is.
Yeah, I know the name.
Yeah. Now, he was before B. Mitchell Reed, and then he became a big shot in Washington State, I think, on the news. Television.
This is national.
National news. MCA. I'm thinking of the ones I know of. Well, Peter Strauss was manager.
And it's actually in this guy's bio, but it's interesting the way it states that they claim he was a news writer. Well, of course, you're WMCA in 1963. You're writing it. You're reading it, too. So.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oscar Rose? No, I don't know. Those are two I remember. Oscar Rose and Frank Knapp, and I got a first name or initial?
T.C.
That's his initials?
Actually, T.K.
T.K. No, I don't have it.
Ted Koppel.
Was he on MC when the music was there?
Yeah.
You guys were there?
63.
Oh, okay. I didn't remember he was there, but I thought it was like before they went rock.
Oh, 63.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a good one. You got
well,
me.
Good. I'm
you
glad, glad you liked that. We'll pick another one next week.
No, I learn like your other guy. I lose okay. when I learn.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good deal. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Bumpers, finally, we play something you recognize. Isaac on the South Side knows who it is, so who is it?
Yes, I think that's Gil Scott Heron, The Bottle.
It absolutely is, 1974 right. on Strata East.
There is a mix, a compilation of a bunch of songs by him. I don't know, just by some random guy that put it together. And when I'm saying it is just amazing, his poetry.
Oh, yeah.
His music, I'm just blown away. I guess I'll request a song, but you don't have to play it until later in the week. There's a song by him called Pieces of a Man.
Yeah.
If you could play that later sometime in the week.
Yeah. Let me get that sheet of paper out or I'll lose it. So I can do this, though. I know. All right. Let's see. All right.
Thank you.
Sure. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Bye. All right. So I'm writing this down before I forget. We'll start here in Pieces of a Man for Isaac on the South Side. All right, and let's see. Blindo knew that too, and so did Michael and Harvey. All right, so Blindo, glad you knew it. Glad you called. Anything else you want to do?
Oh, I was just going to say that there's a group called, I think, the Pharaohs that did The Bottle before him, maybe. But somebody else, he may not have been the first person, but his version is one of the best ones. And that guy before me, he is absolutely right. That guy was writing way, way, way ahead of his time.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, famous for The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, of course.
Oh, yes.
But that's interesting. I did not know someone did The Bottle before him.
Yeah, I think that they're called the Pharaohs.
I want to find this now. I wonder who they were. All right. You don't know the label, though. Of course not. You just know.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, that's all. I'm gonna look
my
for
Alzheimer's
for that.
Is...
Okay. So here we have... I don't know. We have... We have some shared personnel between the Pharaohs, but I'm not sure that they did it first. But I will research this further, however.
Yeah, if you find it, I'll play it and you tell me what you think.
Yeah, they were Chicago, obviously, and they were...
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, and...
They were related in some kind of way to Earth, Wind, and Fire in some kind of way.
Many members, and obviously.
That's right.
So
you might have people in there.
Well, that kind of thing, yeah, right. And obviously, Brian Jackson is the guy doing the music on the Gil Scott Heron stuff, but I will...
I told you, I said, boy, she's playing Gil Scott Heron.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a whole lot.
All right.
I appreciate
thanks
everything
for calling.
You do.
Oh, well, it's good to hear from you. Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, I love that song. But I didn't know much about it other than it was on that 1974 album and as a single, because Strata East released it as a single, so it crossed my desk that way, and I thought, this is really good. So, but I thought it was just him. But we'll find out more about the Pharaohs. Now, is it Michael or Michelle? I can't tell. In Harvey, Illinois, welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you?
Hey, it's Michael.
Oh, okay, Michael. Yeah, John had it wrong on the screen. I thought, no, this can't.
Yes.
All right. Good deal, Michael.
Yes.
So you recognize Gil Scott Heron, huh?
Yes, and you asked about the Star Trek, about how old Mr. Spock was.
Yeah.
And you said about 35 or 36.
Yeah.
I have to remember he did 7 years with Captain Pike before he got there.
Yeah.
Captain Kirk. So he might have, you know.
Well, just basing it on the scripts where they give his birth year and they give the year that the episode was supposedly taking place. So if you just subtract one from the other, you get 35.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but damned if I know. But I'm so glad you called, and I hope you will again.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Okay, bye. All right,
bye-bye.
So how nice. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. So, yes, I've got a question. Yes, actually, it was 32 years ago. 41% of survey respondents said they had considered physical assault if they were faced with this. 7% said they actually have done it. What drove people to violence? All right. I was right there with them. 888-876-5593. Cindy in Chicago, what do you think? All right. All right. So let's see here. Are you there? No, there are too many things are happening here at once. So I'm not sure why. All of a sudden, I'm getting different things on. So we're gonna sort it out during the news. I swear it sounded like the last four calls all together. So we'll find out, and then we'll try to get back to Cindy and to you, too, because we have another hour of Monday Night Trivia and hopefully some answers from you. Or, hey, pick your own category. I'll look forward to that. And more Bumper Stumpers coming up after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Could be my heart and maybe stop.
Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So there you have it, 1967 on Scepter. So yeah, Carolina beach music at its finest. Who are they? 888-876-5593. Now we'll try Cindy again, but before I do, let me give you the question in case you want to take a guess or two or six per call. If we don't get an answer tonight, this will be our straggler for next week. But 32 years ago, 41% of survey respondents said they had considered physical violence if they were faced with this. 7% said they'd actually done it. What's driving people to violence? 888-876-5593. Cindy in Chicago, what do you think?
Like an abusive husband or abusive?
No abusive husbands.
Like... Okay, abusive father?
Nope.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't. I know that, like, women who kill their husband end up in the penitentiary for 30 years because they say it's like killing the king of the castle, even if he was really abusive. That's, you know, how they just end up in the penitentiary for life.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'll have to think of something else. Shooting someone on the street?
Oh, yeah. Oh God. All right, no.
Well, that goes on in Chicago.
I don't doubt it for a moment. No.
I'm lost at this one. Violence.
All right. Well, if you think of something else, you call me back.
All right.
Okay, thanks. All right. So expand your mind on this question. Just think outside the box. Yeah, like most of the things I come up with. All right. So James on the south side wants to take some guesses. So what do you think, James?
Okay. Over there, pets?
Nope.
Okay. Something that was said on a radio or on a television?
Nope.
Okay. Over a change and something that their usual routine.
Nope.
Okay, over being wrongly accused of something.
No.
Okay, that tells me that I'm really way off.
Yep, you are really way off. I would agree with that assessment.
Okay, I'm going to have to punch this a little further. Maybe next week I might throw some if it hasn't been guessed on.
All right, I'll look forward to it. Thanks.
Okay. Oh, right. Yeah. Also, last Thursday was National Dog Day.
Aw. How did you celebrate?
I had a neighbor who had a dog. He came, was, I guess, glad to see me.
All right. Well, that's good. I'll take it.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And what do we have with Mark and Aurora going to take some guesses? So what do you think, Mark?
So you're asking what would cause a person to do violence?
Yeah, consider physical assault.
Okay. A child being done violence or molested?
No.
Okay. The possibility of rape?
No. Nothing this dark, by the way. And by the way, I'd hope that was higher than 41%.
I was going to say the possibility of murder, but that's probably too dark, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any others right now.
All right, well, if you think of something, think outside the box and call me back.
Sure.
All right, good deal. So I'll say nobody is circling the right, what should we say? Stan in Dearborn's what we should say. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Stan.
Hi, Raleigh.
So what'd you hear you know?
Well, I heard the first four that I know, and I kind of had to bail out after that.
Okay.
So the first one, we've got, that's where the tears start.
Yeah.
The flip side of Good Love by the Blossoms.
Yes, a wonderful song, 1965 on Reprise.
Yes, Darling Love on
yes.
The Blossoms.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And then the second one was Fools Will Be Fools.
Yeah.
By the Monotones.
Yes, a flip side, 1959 on Argo.
And, when we had a show, we used to play Why Do Fools Fall in Love by Frankie Lyman, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I teased the one show, I teased everyone saying, you know, we've got the answer to why the question that mankind has been wanting to answer, why do fools fall in love? You know, I kept teasing them, and we played the Monotones.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah, absolutely.
So, and then the next, a Detroit group, the Capitals, did Tired Running From You.
Yes.
And that's one of your favorites, because I know you played that before.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a flip side also.
Yeah, so we've got a thing that's in the groove.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to play that a lot. And the Philadelphians,
yes.
Coming Home to You.
Yes.
I like the Philadelphians a lot.
Me too. Wish they did more.
Yeah, I like that flip side and the other one that they did too.
Yeah.
And after that, I kind of bailed out. So,
well, you know,
I know,
the one after that is the one, I'll identify it because nobody's going to know, but it's supposedly a Chicago guy, and I've yet to find anybody who knows anything about this guy. He put out 5 singles on 4 different labels. His name was Chuck Ray, R-A-Y.
Harry Y. Chuck Ray.
Chuck Ray and Baby Please Don't Go, 1970 on Buddha.
That was kind of a nice song.
Yeah, it should have been
Baby
a hit.
Baby Please Don't Go, yeah.
Yeah. I thought so.
I was in the service from 68 to 70, so I missed that. I didn't know that record, but it sounded good.
Yeah, it was a Blavitt record. You know, you heard it all the time on his show, but and the Diamond Mine too, Ron Diamond, but that was about it. Nowhere else, and no one seems to know anything about this guy.
And supposedly from Chicago.
Supposedly, yes, and all the labels other than Buddha that he was involved with are Chicago labels.
Wow. Okay, I'll look that up with some Chicago stuff I have.
Yeah, if anybody knows, that'd be great. But every time I'll search it every now and then online, and I'll see something, and then unfortunately it'll be like they don't know either, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Now, we have a guy from Chicago that wrote a couple books there. Soul from Chicago. You had about your show.
Oh,
a long
yeah,
time
absolutely,
ago.
Absolutely. And I've got those books. You know, I should probably right here, actually. I should probably look to see. Yeah, they're both here. I've got 2 copies. Both studios have these books. Chicago Soul, Pruder.
Yeah,
I will look in that book and see if he's there, Chuck Ray.
Yeah, I've got the Soul one, so I'll look at it
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I got them both, but I'll Soul and Doo-Wop, got them both side by side right here. But it would definitely be in the Soul book if it was going to be there, but I never thought about looking in that, but that'll be interesting.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's about all I have. I'll call you later in a week with some requests or something about... some music later in the week.
Okay.
Let everybody else
good.
Identify these other ones.
I still have a couple of your requests to play, which I'll get to this week. But but yeah, as far as TikTok, by the way, no one's going to get that. It was the Catalinas on Scepter.
Oh, yeah. You said that was a beach music song.
Yeah, so. Big beach music song.
What year was that? 67?
Yep, 67.
Well, I should look that up. That's
yeah.
Probably pretty good.
Yeah, it was a flip side. I think of like Have I the Right or something, but yeah, you can check that out. But I always thought it was a great song. They redid it in the 80s, but not as good. This original was the best one.
Yeah, that sounded pretty good. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks a lot. Hey, you have a great show, Robbie.
Thanks. Always good to hear from you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Hey, bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, you see, Stan is my verification that I haven't completely lost my mind, because when I'll play these, most of the time, nobody gets any of them, or very few of them anyway. But then there's Stan, who gets most of them. Makes me feel better. All right. So, like I'm not totally alone. So, 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. I've been surfing the net while I've been on the air tonight, and I was actually looking. I wanted a long-sleeve T-shirt for Liberty from the early 60s era, and used to love that, and they don't. It's nowhere. But in the meantime, I did find a nice end. So I've got most labels in my collection, but I don't think I have this end, so I think I'm just going to add that one. So I know it should be in stark white, because of course the label was, but I'm going to go with the off-white color. So there you go. I mean, I'm not so far that I'm going with like purple or black or anything, but got to be somewhat true to this. But yeah, there were a couple other that I really wanted, but they only had them in short sleeve, and I don't wear a short sleeve. Yeah, it's a shame. They also had a really nice short sleeve end one in a different color, but only short sleeve, so can't have that. All right, so, yeah, that's what I do while we're talking. 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Kimberly and Dalton's going to take some guesses on this one. So, all right, Kimberly, what do you think?
I only have one, Raleigh, and it's road rage.
Oh, road rage. That's good. It's not right, but that's good.
Oh, okay. It's what I could think of.
Well, I like the way you think. It's just not right.
Okay,
thanks. Appreciate it.
Oh, wait. All right. Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself, Jean? How you feeling?
Well, I'm hanging in there.
Yay.
And I want to tell you, when Fran gave that answer, I should have thought of that right away, and I got so angry because I should have kicked myself in you know where. I read so many papers, and through the years, I've seen what they did to some of my papers. You know, the Tribune I loved, the Sun Times, the Wall Street Journal,
yes,
and my local papers. And I've seen them all come in here and take over, the big Tribune.
Sure.
And it's only one way, and, it's not, we don't have all the opinions. And I miss that very, very much. And then the subscriptions, they went out. Eventually, all the little papers went out.
Yeah.
And so when she said that, I said to Kimberly, why didn't I just say that?
Well, there's always next time.
I know, but I was so mad at myself. I said, my goodness gracious, why? But, it's so good hearing from you, in the evening, because that's when I meditate and think of many, many things that have gone on. And, Elizabeth has gone back to New York, but, she's got deep, deep, depression from everything.
Oh.
And it's really hard for her.
I'm really
and
sorry
I
to
wish
hear
her
that.
Well, but, I told her get to all her doctors there, and because her boy is beautiful and he's so bright. And I said, that's your future.
Yeah.
But, a few people have made comments instead of saying, oh, that's wonderful. And never, oh, you're a beautiful grandmother. And it really got to her.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And so, she's like hiding away. I said, you can't hide away. I said, everything will be all right. I said, you got the future. And so we're doing okay. And the little Thea, that is working, her treatment's working, and there are a lot of positive things with the future.
Good.
So, and Raleigh, you cheer me up, and I thank you, and we all appreciate you, I'm sure.
Well, thank you for calling. It's always wonderful to hear from you. You're always an inspiration.
Oh, thank you, Raleigh. And you and John, take care now.
Right. You too.
And you stay the beautiful people. You make the world a better place for all of us.
Ah, you're so kind.
With your listening, because there's so many people that just have to be talked to and soothed, and you have a way of doing that. And that's an art into itself. And you take care now.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Okay, bye. All right, so always good to hear from Gene and family as far as that goes. So 888-876-5593. John is in Covington with some guesses. All right, John, let me hear them all.
I just have to. Being sneezed on or coughed on?
Ooh, no.
Gross, I know, but I had to
had to try it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right. No, no, absolutely not. 888-876-5593 if you want to take a guess. And this will be a straggler for next week. We have three more bumper stumpers. Oh, wait a minute. I should be breaking right now so you can hear this next one. So I'll do that on WGN Radio. Flipside was a huge hit, so 1961, I'm going to withhold the label because you can't name too many people on it, and we'll see how you do on that. We'll get back to our question, which if you don't get it in the next half hour, will become our straggler, and then, of course, you can have your own category, and I'm looking forward to that coming up with final half hour this week of Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
You don't have to cry anymore.
Cry.
No need to cry anymore. My love is yours, darling. Here I am. I am yours.
Here I am.
You don't have to walk the floor.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who are they? 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. And yeah, Pittsburgh's own, don't you know? All right, so a half hour of Monday Night Trivia left. And before, couldn't get enough people in here fast enough. Every line was lit. Now it's wide open. That's right. And so the deal about trivia, of course, is unlike the rest of the week where I can prattle on without you. I need you desperately when it comes to Monday Night Trivia because I'm asking the questions. I can't answer them as well. So if you want, give me a call, 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Otherwise, we'll check out, see what's going on this date in history. It is the last day of August, and Jerry Allison would have been 87 today. Yeah, drummer wrote That'll Be the Day, and Peggy Sue co-wrote with Buddy Holly. Yeah. Van Morrison, 81. Bobby Parker, He would have been 89 today. He wrote, "You Got What It Takes," and that would be the one Marv Johnson did, for which, by the way, Berry Gordy snatched the songwriting credit on that. But I think before he left us, Bobby Parker, in fact, got that back. I'm not sure, but sometime we'll play the Bobby Parker version. I've probably done that before, but just as well, probably good to celebrate that. Tomorrow, we have Archie Bell's birthday. Yeah, and 82 years old. And as far as I know, Archie is not only still alive, but he's been in a nursing home since a stroke in 2021. And I've got his address if you want to ever send him a note. And I'll try to remember to put that on the website as well, on Raleigh.net for you. What else do we have? We've got Conway Twitty would have been 93. Yeah. Tell you what. And more. 888-876-5593. Annette in Carroll Stream wants to take a guess on our question, and I am glad about that. So, Annette, what you got for me?
Hi. I've got a couple of guesses. They're probably not right, but, you know.
You never know.
Sorry, give it a shot. Yeah.
Absolutely.
One of them would be being offended by people who say mean things about you online.
Ooh. Well, this is 32 years ago. It was happening less often. So no.
Oh, 32 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't hear that part.
Yeah.
Well, the other one is not everyone would experience this, but I've experienced it a number of times. When I've been walking in a crosswalk, when it was telling me to walk, you know, and the cars were supposed to be waiting for me, and they've zipped through the intersection and nearly knocked me down. And I was very tempted to take my white cane and whack on their car as they went past.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I don't blame you a bit. Yes, traffic's enough to drive anybody to distraction.
But I was tempted because I thought they're going to kill me, you know,
right.
And I'm walking with the light.
Right. I agree. Yeah. But, you know, that's the situation where you would have been dead right. Yes, you'd have been in the right, but it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, those were the only two things
I was
going to
guess. Well, that's still nice guesses, and thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Annette.
Okay, thank
you. All right, so this doesn't happen often, at least hopefully not too often, but we are going to hear yet another commercial break because I got to do something right now or else on WGN Radio.
I've been taught by experts in the art of cruelty. Now I'm giving lessons free. All it takes is three. I'll teach you to make friends with pain. It's lesson number one. No, it's not much fun. Never was much fun. I've lost my taste for tears so many shoulders ago. Not sure I still know how to cry. But if you really want to learn, I'd try to satisfy. Let's begin. Battlefield, I've got the scars to show. One for every yes and no. Every yes and no, yes. I've been taught by experts, and here's lesson number three. Better you get hurt than me. Better you than me. Lost my taste for tears so many shoulders ago. I'm not sure I still know how to cry, how to cry. But if you really want to learn, I try to satisfy.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, 1976 on A&M, title song from the album. Who is it? And, you know, this is one of those things that, man, this should have come out on CD, and it never did, not ever. So either vinyl or cassette, that was your choice, and that's all you got. So at least it wasn't 8 tracks. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And we've got about 15 minutes of music trivia and Monday night trivia, whatever you want, left. That's the final bumper stumper, though. But as far as our question, if you don't get it in the next 15 minutes, it becomes next week's straggler. And that's 41% of survey respondents 42 years ago said that they had considered physical violence if they were faced with this. 70% claimed they'd actually already done it. So I want to know what was driving people to violence. Larry in Little Rock, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, thank you. Am I on?
You are.
Is it hugging?
No, it is not.
Is it holding a door open?
No.
Not holding a door open?
No. No doors involved.
James?
Say what?
No. Etta James?
Etta James? No, I don't.
I have no idea.
Yeah, hopefully Etta James
hadn't been with it.
All right.
No, that record or that song. But anyway, that's all I've got, except, that's it. I can't imagine.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Bye-bye.
See, now I thought he was saying that Etta James would drive people to violence. No, I mean, there are some songs that would. Yeah, for me, it would be anything classical genre. Yeah, all of it. All right, Marty and Whiting, welcome back to WGN Radio.
I heard you're in Dire Straits, so I figured I better give you a call again.
Oh, good, fine. Yeah.
I know it's trivia night, so I didn't want to bother you when I called earlier.
Uh-huh.
But when I found out a couple of days ago, J.P. Morgan, if you remember her.
Of course I remember. Yes, of course.
I never knew she was a singer till I read that. And I want to see, not tonight, but later on this week, I guess she had a couple of hits, and one was 1955, but I cannot tell you the title of the song because I didn't cut out the article.
Yeah, she died a couple of days ago. Yeah.
She was funny.
She was hilarious. She was great on the talk shows, but absolutely she was a singer. And she had Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries and some other thing. That's All I Want from You. And she did a number of things, but she was a vocalist on an ABC television show that they had, Stop the Music. And that was like 1954, as far as that goes. And then they gave her her own television show in about 56. And remember Robert Q. Lewis? He had the Robert Q. Lewis gang on CBS, and she was a charter member of that, and she was often on the Jackie Gleason show or all that. But, she spent a lot of times performing in nightclubs as far as that goes. But in addition to that, she still did TV work, like she was a guest star on My Three Sons or The Odd Couple or any of that stuff. But she absolutely was a panelist. But the big thing was when she was on TV, like The Tonight Show or whatever, she always... It was double entendre and you know, sexual overtures and all that. She, you know, that kind of stuff. That was sort of her bit. But she was married about three times as far as that goes. But I think that she died in the last week. I think I read that she fell in the hospital of some sort. So I didn't get all the details on that yet. But, oh, yeah, she was a firecracker. No two ways about it. You never knew what was coming out of her mouth when she was a panelist or on you know, one of the TV talk shows.
Yeah, and obviously she had a great voice, but it was a minor shock when I read that she had hits back in the 50s.
Of course.
So obviously she had a great voice.
Yeah, absolutely. And remember, she was... You know, she was born like about 1930, 31, right around there. So when we're talking about being on TV in the early 50s and stuff, you know, she's in her 20s or whatever. And she grew up in Los Angeles and, you know, went to Verdugo Hills High, as far as that goes. And the reason that her name was JP, by the way, her real name was Mary Morgan, but she was the class treasurer. And because she was the class treasurer, they gave her the nickname of J.P. like J.P. Morgan. So that sort of stuck, but it was originally Mary Margaret.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you're going to I cannot tell you a title, but maybe this coming week, just play something by her.
Yeah.
And real quick,
I've got. By the way, I've got entire albums. Hard to believe.
Do you really?
Yes, I really do. But yeah.
What kind of music that you sing then?
It's pop standard stuff. You know, but okay. that TV show was the big thing that she had been on in the mid-50s. Everybody kind of remember, well, you don't, but people of a certain age remember that TV show. But all right, J.P. Morgan, I'm writing it down, and I'm writing your name down so I'll know who requested it, Marty. Okay, I'll do it.
I got one more thing before we hang up.
Okay.
I finally got a chance about 3 weeks ago. It was just a text, but you told me about 3 months ago, hey, next time you talk to Steve and Johnny, tell them I said hi. So Johnny texted me back. Actually, this was 3 weeks ago. So that was a very sweet message from Raleigh. And then this is Friday morning. I think it might Bob Surratt. Am I pronouncing his last name?
Yes, absolutely.
I won a T-shirt from him Friday morning. I was the first caller.
Oh, yay.
Before we hung up, yeah. I said when I talk to Raleigh, Monday night, I'll let her know I want a T-shirt from you, Bob.
Ah, that's great. Well, the difference is you'll actually get it, which is really nice.
Well, when I won one from Steve and Johnny, I finally got that.
Yeah,
So yeah, it'll be in the mail.
Yeah, exactly. Good. Yeah, I want to know what it looks like when you get it.
I wanted to tell you those stories before I forget again.
Oh, that's great.
My CRS.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Take care, bye.
All right, so yeah, I wonder what the T-shirt will be. That'll be fun. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Karen in Chicago is going to guess on our question. So what do you think, Karen?
Loud music.
No.
Somebody messing up your yard?
No.
Nosy neighbor?
No.
Wow. I guess I don't know. I can't think of anything else, but thank you for letting me try.
Absolutely. I'll look forward to hearing from you soon. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Have a great night. I'll call you again.
Okay, good. Okay, bye. All right. So, yes, it's 32 years ago they did this survey, and 41% of the respondents said they had considered physical assault if they were faced with this. And 7% said, oh, I've actually done it. So I want to know what's driving people to violence. Yeah, and I know true confessions, so I've done it. Naoto in Japan, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, thank you.
So how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing very well, but I went too hard on karaoke last night, and my throat is not feeling great.
what did you sing?
Yeah, I sing mostly Japanese rock and,
Yeah.
Western, like, metal and stuff like that, so it's not probably your interest.
Well, you never know, after all. I've often talked about when me and Key from Pink Lady showed up here for a television show and couldn't speak a word of English. Did they actually, were they very popular there? Did they have hits?
Yeah, I think they are very popular in Japan. I think they have some very big hits.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, why not? And, of course, we played Kyu Sakamoto, so that's about as close as we get.
Yeah. I hear them quite often on this show.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll bet. All right. So we always talk about the Myers-Briggs types. I don't think I've asked you this before, but I might have. Donald Trump, our president, has been typed. What type is Donald Trump?
Well, I think I got this question before, but is it okay, or maybe you have a next question?
So, we did this before, did we?
I think he's ESTP, and I think I got this one.
Yes, yes. Okay, well then let me ask you this. What's Elon Musk?
Well, I think he's definitely INTJ.
Absolutely right.
Oh, yes.
That's really good. All right. Well, you are a winner, as usual.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
And I'm going to call you next week if I can.
Counting on it. Thanks, Naoto. Appreciate it. All right. So, yeah, I guess we did ask Donald before, but Elon, I had not been aware. And isn't that interesting how differently different they are, Donald Trump being ESTP and Elon Musk being INTJ. So they only have the T's in common, the thinking in common. How about that? So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, take it for what it is. Myers-Briggs, there's a lot of criticism about it, but it's still used in employment situations and government situations occasionally. And it is, you know, a test that determines, you know, basically what you are, what you're about, how you think, all that kind of stuff, your personality determinants. But as I say, some people swear by it and say, hey, this is really great. But a lot of people also say, totally bogus. You take it once, you take it 5 weeks later, you got a 50% chance of being a totally different type. And yeah, since it's self-reporting, you know that there's a certain amount of mood involved in all of that. But nonetheless, it's an interesting thing that's been around for years. Neither Myers nor Briggs was a psychiatrist or psychologist as far as that goes. And yeah, it was a mother-daughter group, and they were inspired by a Carl Jung book, and originally designed it during World War II to help women who were entering the industrial workforce find jobs more suited to their personalities. And then by 1950, an insurance company picked it up and used it to determine whether job applicants were suitable or not. And then all the rest was just, you know, a real... it caught on. It was almost a zeitgeist of hiring, if you will, and still used to this day. All right, so now, Peter Allen did I've Been Taught by Experts. The Binders did You Don't Have to Cry Anymore. It was Curtis Lee doing Gee, How I Wish You Were Here, and the Catalinas doing TikTok. We covered all the other ones. Gil Scott-Heron doing The Bottle. Leone did Am I Losing You, 2004. Chuck Ray, who we're going to look up, I am anyway, and Stan will as well, and maybe we'll find out something about him. The Philadelphians, Coming Home to You. The Capitals, Tired of Running from You. The Monotones, Fools Will Be Fooled. And The Blossoms, That's When the Tears Start. And that pretty much is it. So, our violence question will become next week's straggler. That's right. We'll pick it up right there. And until then, this week, live shows, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night, 10 p.m. Central. Be there or be square, as they say. And until that, 29 hours from now, or 21 hours from now, how time flies, 21 hours from now, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. That's true every night. It's especially true on Monday Night Trivia. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Talk to you tomorrow right here. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.
Giddy Corn Job, plus Detroit Breakdown, and Scrappy Days. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Real news, real stories, real fun. Manhattan Maze Massacre. In Manhattan, a corn-crushing creep committed some cold-blooded crop carnage. Cops say a man rolled up on a city bike, ripped out corn stalks Upper East Side preschool children had cultivated on a sidewalk farm for months, then trashed their treasured harvest. NYPD's investigating criminal mischief. The suspect's still loose, proving some people really are outstanding in their field. Motor City Motor Mouth. News anchors blowing off steam are a proud, pugnacious part of Detroit TV history. Taping a tease turns into a tempest in a tee shot for one anchor at Fox 2. The on-camera outburst featuring foul-mouthed fury towards some suspected snake in the newsroom. The anchor gets fired, proving the putzes who run the station don't know grit from Shinola. Legendary Motown anchor Bill Bonds proved Pow Pow Put Up Your Duke's performances were rocket fuel for ratings. The Young and the Senseless say freeze. The Wisconsin State Fair's curdled yet again. The bait outdoors turning into booyah bedlam as the Badger State looks like it's living up to its knock'em sock'em namesake. Fist and shout as a flurry of fights broke out. Video of the venom, like something out of a fair to dismember. The State Fair's been raising Miranda and her rights for more than a century, but America's Dairyland's now souring on social media scenes of such savagery and strife. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.